It's Wednesday, August 14th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Eric Hovde advances in the Senate Republican primary, but the two Republican-backed constitutional amendment referenda fail. In local races, Rebecca Cook, Kyle Kilborn, David Armstrong, and Rob Sommerfeld win their respective primaries. A redistricting oversight could mean many votes don't count in the Douglas County Township of Summit, and J.D. Vance returns to Wisconsin this week. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Wisconsin voters have decided against two constitutional amendments passed by the Republican-controlled legislature that would have taken power away from the governor. Wisconsin voters also have set the field in a closely watched Senate contest, with Republican businessman Eric Hovde easily winning Wisconsin's Republican Senate primary on Tuesday. Hovde will face Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin in November. Political newcomer Tony Weed defeated current and former state senators in the GOP primary for a deep red district in northeast Wisconsin. Weed was endorsed by former President Donald Trump. Democrats also made Rebecca Cook their candidate to take on a GOP incumbent in a swing House district. The election is the first under new legislative maps more favorable to Democrats. Local congressional and assembly district primary election results from Tuesday evening. In the Democratic primaries in the 7th Congressional District, Kyle Kilborn defeated Elsa Ray Duranso. Kilborn will face incumbent Republican Tom Tiffany in the next election. In the 3rd Congressional District, Rebecca Cook defeated Katrina Shankland and Eric Wilson. Cook will face incumbent Republican Derek Van Orden in the general election. For the Republican primaries in the 67th Assembly District, incumbent David Armstrong defeated Jimmy Swenson. Democrat Jeff Foster will face Armstrong November 5th. In the 68th Assembly District, incumbent Rob Sommerfeld defeated Cliff Taylor. Sommerfeld will take on Democrat Richard Polcher in the general election. In the 74th Assembly District, incumbent Chance Green appears to have defeated Scott Harbridge. Democrat Gene Rand Bruce will face Green in the next election. In the 75th Assembly District, Duke Tucker appears to have defeated Clay Calhoun and Neil Klein. Tucker will face Democrat Jane Kleiss. In the 28th Assembly District, the race was a virtual tie and too close to call Tuesday night. Rob Krybik had a small, less than one percentage point lead and a mere 43 votes over Brady Penfield. The winner will face Democrat Danielle Johnson. The Democratic primary for the 92nd Assembly District was nearly tied and too close to call Tuesday. Joe Plouffe had less than one percentage point lead and a mere 47 votes over Caden Berg. The winner of that race will face Republican incumbent Eric Wimberger. The general election is November 5th. Here are results of local primary races. In the Democratic primary for Dunn County Clerk, incumbent Andrew Mercel defeated James Erickson. There is no challenger in the November 5th election. In Republican primaries for Russ County Clerk, incumbent Connie Meyer defeated Daniel Zimmer. There is no Democratic challenger. For the Sawyer County Register of Deeds, Rachel Thompson defeated Chris Verbeck. There is no Democratic candidate for November 5th. In Polk County, Town of Osceola's road maintenance levy limit referendum failed, with around 70% voting no to 30% voting yes. A local clerk failed to realize that new legislative maps moved a rural Wisconsin town into a new district, leading to an administrative error that could disenfranchise scores of voters in an assembly primary. The new maps moved the northern Wisconsin town of Summit out of the 73rd Assembly District and into the 74th Assembly District. Two Republicans were running in Tuesday's primary in the 74th, but the ballots voters in Summit received listed candidates running in the 73rd District. Douglas County Clerk Casey Jo Lundgren says she missed that the town was in a new district. She says any votes cast in Summit, a town of about 1,000 people, for candidates in the 73rd District likely won't count. Douglas County's clerk won't be issuing new ballots despite a printing issue that put the wrong state assembly district for the town of Summit. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says they can't step in to fix this.
The statute is clear about sort of what some of the authorities are of the Wisconsin Elections Commission and what some of the authorities are of our local election officials.
Wolf says the problem will have to be solved by the local canvassing board or by formal complaints following the election. The printing error affects a voting district with around 700 registered voters. Republican presidential running mate J.D. Vance will be back in Milwaukee this week. Raymond Newport has a story.
The Trump campaign announced Tuesday that Vance will meet with the Milwaukee Police Association Friday morning. He's expected to attack Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz on crime issues and immigration. This is Vance's second trip to Wisconsin since securing his spot on the ticket at the Republican National Convention last month. Raymond Neupert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.